This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is commuting the sentences of almost every inmate on federal death row. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden says he's converting from death row to life in prison the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on death row in federal prison. The only three prisoners still sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Donna Warder, Washington.
Arraignment today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO. His arraignment today in a Manhattan courtroom on state murder and terror charges. This case will run parallel to his federal case. New York City police have someone in custody after a woman on the subway was lit on fire and died. Police do not believe the two knew one another. The AP's Julie Walker.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a man walked up to a woman on the F train in Brooklyn Sunday morning and lit her clothes on fire, burning her to death.
Someone who we believe carried out one of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit against another human being.
The suspect was arrested later in the day on another subway. The case, the second fatality on the trains on Sunday after a man was stabbed to death. Julie Walker, New York.
Honda and Nissan say they will work toward a merger. That would be the world's third largest automaker by sales. Maybe you're traveling for the holidays. The AAA says a record number of us likely will be. More than 119 million Americans expected to go somewhere for the upcoming holidays. If you're on the road, gas is $3.04 a gallon today. This is AP News. Albania's prime minister is justifying a one-year TikTok ban.
Albania's prime minister says the ban on TikTok his government's announced was not a rushed reaction to a single incident. Prime Minister Edi Rama adds the government will shut down TikTok for 1 year, accusing the popular video service of inciting violence and bullying, especially among children. Authorities have held over 1,000 meetings in Albania with teachers and parents since the November stabbing death of a teenager by another teen after a quarrel that started on social media apps. 90% of the people at the meetings approve of the ban on TikTok. Following Tirana's decision, TikTok asked for urgent clarity from the Albanian government on the case of the stabbed teenager. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump is suggesting that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.